Across the Northwest Coast, this is The Home Run with Lee Dixon. We're on Facebook and you can join in the conversation today. Apparently the average person will live in 11 homes in their lifetime. Wondering what you're up to? Join the conversation there or on the phone, 1300 655 111. Claudia, how are you going today?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Now, you're in Burnie, but you're not quite sure how long for, given today's
Correct.
Conversation. You've got an interesting tale. Not only have your house sat over the last, what, 4 years?
4 years, yes, back to back.
So back to back. How many houses do you reckon you've house sat in that time?
Oh, geez, I stopped counting probably at about 45.
Right, so 45 in the last 4 years.
45 would have been about at the 3-year mark.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's when I stopped.
So before you started taking on looking after other people's homes, I'm assuming you had a house to live in before that.
I did, so I wasn't ever homeless or anything like that. I did have a permanent job and so forth. I just decided not to live in my home, so I'd rent it out.
Yeah.
And I'd literally just go and live in other people's houses. Before that, I did live in that house that I built. But this is now approaching my 30s, so even before that, I'd already lived in about 25 houses growing up.
Wow.
So I was already up there.
We won't give away your age now, but so what's your final count? What's your final count? What are we up to today?
Look, I don't actually have one, but I would say it's very in the high 80s, I'd say.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really don't think we're going to top that today, Claudia.
I don't think so.
I reckon you're going to set the record.
With the house sitting, I would have averaged about a house every 2 to 3 weeks.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah, that alone over 4 years is a lot of houses, plus my 25-odd by the time I hit 22, perhaps, or 23.
Do you have your eyes set on a forever home one day?
I would like it. I like the idea. It hasn't hit me yet.
Thank you for telling us your story, and hopefully you find it one day.
You're very welcome.
Paisley, hello.
Hello.
What are you up to? Are you past 11 or not quite?
I am above average.
Right, so how many homes have you lived in?
12.
12, okay. Oh, you sort of, you're verging on average there.
Okay, fess up. What about you?
Oh, you got me on the spot there. Sixteen?
That's a few.
16. Wow, that's, now that I've said that out loud.
Yeah.
I'm somewhat of a gypsy by the sound of things.
You have the happy feet.
I think I'm happy where I am at the moment.
Oh, well, that's good. You've got the anchored feet now.
Thanks for the call. Have a great arvo.
Oh, it's your mate Eileen Lee. How are you?
Mate, how you going?
I've nearly doubled the average of living homes at the 20.
You're at 20, and has that been all here on the northwest coast?
Hobart, Queenstown, and up here.
Where's your favourite place to live, Eileen?
Devonport.
It's lovely, isn't it?
I'm living with my partner now, so I'm happy.
20 homes, and are you going to stay put?
Unless we win tax lotto, then we're going to buy a house.
Well, look, you'd probably buy one or two, wouldn't you?
You would.
Teresa, how many homes have you lived in?
I've just done a count and I think, pretty sure it was 22. Could have been a little bit more.
22?
22.
You haven't stayed still for long, have you?
No, we used to move most every 6 months.
Could you name every address that you lived at a stretch?
No.
No?
No, I have a rough idea of the streets.
Yep.
Looking back, but like all the ones when I was a kid, I probably could, but less so in my early 20s.
Didn't really care, so was busy doing other stuff.
Well, you know, you forget these things. They're not important.
You do. Thanks for the call. Have a good day.
No stress. See ya.